Hello, everyone, and welcome to Vision and Voices, a podcast where ordinary people are doing extraordinary work in your community. Today, we are talking to Miss Emily Anderson, and Miss Emily Anderson is the founder and operator of a great nonprofit organization called Be Glitzy. I am not going to bore you with the details. Going to bring her in right now. How you doing, Emily?
Hey, I'm great. Thank you guys so much for having me. So thanks for the introduction. As James stated, my name is Emily Anderson. I'm the founder of Be Glitzy, and basically we are a small, scrappy nonprofit that is out to kind of make a difference and sort of highlight the things that are great about our culture and our community, especially in today's climate. I thought that it was really, really important to try to get people more active in helping their community and trying to be the person that affects a change. Right. So GLITZY is actually an acronym that stands for Give Love, Inspiration, Tunes, and Smiles Every Day. So I try to make that my mantra. I sing a lot, and my coworkers love that about me, just like randomly bust into song. But I think all of those things that kind of encompass what makes GLITZY great are things that bring happiness to people. And I try to do that. And I'm fortunate and blessed to have a great board of directors of some incredible folks. And all of us try to instill kind of those same values and making sure that when you go around your day to day, just make sure to try to be as kind as possible. And yeah, that's a little bit about us.
Great. So I want you to go over the acronym again, because I want people to really get that. So if you can do that again, Be Glitzy means?
Give love, inspiration, tunes, and smiles every day.
And you just glazed over the fact that you sang, and I'm guessing that's where the tunes part comes in.
That's right.
How does that work into you?
Well, so in addition to doing a lot of community outreach and doing a lot of things to support other nonprofits, I have been very passionate about live music, music education, and that's one of my favorite things about the way that I grew up. I was raised in a musical family. And so one of the things that I think that is lost on a lot of folks who don't necessarily have the same luxuries as a lot of other people is a musical aspect, the ability to channel a creative energy. And so a lot of the times when I sit down with somebody who might be homeless or might be, struggling, when we talk about their creative aspect, they're like, I always wanted to do art. I always wanted to be a painter. I always wanted to be a singer. I thought I could be a rapper. And, then really the conversation shifts, because when you talk on an artistic plane, you're equal to the other person. Mm-hmm. And I love that from a romantic perspective about music. So I think music is the leveling agent. Because where else, you can see a guy who has been, on drugs, homeless for 20 years, then he busts out the most beautiful opera song that you've ever heard, and all of a sudden you see him as a person for the first time. So right. That's why I like to incorporate music into a lot of GLITZY events and things that GLITZY stands for, because I feel like it's a really leveling thing. And one of the most important aspects, I think, of GLITZY that I want people to focus on is bringing back like the humanized aspect, really making sure that people understand that we're all the same. We have different struggles at different times, but we're all equal.
All right. Well, that's awesome. So let's go back a little bit and kind of take folks on your journey. How did this come to be? Because you're also a professional. You have a regular 9-to-5 job.
I do.
So tell us what you do in the daytime, and then, for your real job, so to speak. But then also tell us where this inspiration for Be Glitzy came from.
Sure. So yes, I am. I'm actually a full-time single mom as well. So I have a daughter who is going to be 5 on July 28th. So, I'm a little bit emotional about that. But and I also work full-time. I'm a senior project manager with Accenture. So, and I've been with them for about 3.5 years. And, I love my job. I love the folks that I work with. But ultimately, my whole life, I grew up doing volunteer work, charity work. My father is the large inspiration for that in me. He took me to my first charitable event, I want to say when I was about 6. And ever since then, it was my favorite thing that I've ever done. And you know, I've coached Special Olympics. I don't even know how many soup kitchens I've worked at, you know, doing various things, Habitat for Humanity, all, you know, and it's what, to me, when I think about things that make me as a person happy, there's nothing that makes me happier than helping other people. 100%. So even in my day-to-day career, I try to make sure that I make time to do things like this. So I've always had the dream of having my own nonprofit, because whenever I've helped or volunteered for other nonprofits, there's just things that I wish would have been different, but it's not my place to say because it's not my organization. So I've really tried to make Glitzy my, you know, best case scenario for everything that I've ever wanted.
I want to really focus on the fact that you were inspired by family.
Right.
With both the musical aspect and the giving back, the charitable aspect. So you took that energy that you had from a small child and came up with this idea for Be Glitzy. Now, Be Glitzy is what exactly? And then that's where you tell us about how you plan to help nonprofits fix whatever is deficient.
Yeah. So James actually, and Crystal, who's here with us as well, you know, you guys have been in on the ground with me, which is fantastic. You know, as I mentioned earlier, I'm scrappy, so I'm just starting out. And what I really, you know, I really appreciate the support that I've had from Volunteers of America and Volunteers of America Chesapeake, because you guys have believed in me from the start. So I just want to say thank you in general.
Thank you.
But so, you know, I wanted to make a difference, and I wanted to make something that I really could get behind 100%. And I think nonprofits in general, which is not the case, and it's not fair to say, but they kind of get a sort of a bad rap in saying, oh, well, I don't know where my money's going. And right. I don't want to give money to them because I'd rather just give my money to somebody that I can look in the face. The reality is that's not feasible most of the time. Mm-hmm. And it's also not fair to say, because the struggle is real, y'all. Let me tell you something. Nonprofits are expensive. They are a lot of work. I work an equal amount of hours. I don't sleep. I sleep about 2.5-3 hours a night. So, you know, the struggle is real. And so it's not fair to say, oh, well, you know, I don't know where my money's going. I can tell you where your money's going. Good places. It's not, you know, it's not being misallocated. But that said, I do understand, and I felt that way over the years, especially as somebody who's benefited from the ability. I have given things directly to somebody's hand. And it is something that is, I can't express in words how amazing it is to actually hand something off to another person's hand that really genuinely needs it. So I kind of wanted Glitzy to provide that feeling as much as we can to other people. So if, you know, when you donate to Glitzy, you are, you know, not only do I say, you know, hey, thanks, like from a personal perspective, but I will provide you with an itemized receipt and pictures if where possible, of what your money went to exactly. Right. And as opposed to some of the other nonprofits, now, again, full disclosure, I'm a single mom. The struggle is real, like we mentioned. I don't know if this is even a sustainable model, because like nobody else is doing it. Perhaps that's because it doesn't work. I don't know. This is my first year. So we're on this romantic journey together. But like, you know, I right now, my model is that if you give $100, you are giving $100 to the charity that you are supporting. So I'm kind of like a United Way kind of model, in which I do marketing and fundraising support for other charities. Mm-hmm. And by that token, instead of saying, hey, well, you know, we're going to scrape off 30% or 40% or 50%, whatever, for like overhead cost, I am going to add my own charity in the list of charities that I support. Mm-hmm. So you can choose, if you're giving $100, you can choose to give $100 to the Alexandria Community Shelter, which I am currently supporting right now. Yes. We will plug that later. You can choose to give $100 to them. And then you can say, you know what, I'll give $10 to Glitzy too, which I will accept. But that doesn't, you know, nothing is mandatory to give to Glitzy.
Right.
So we'll see how this goes.
So Be Glitzy is kind of a go-between.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
that's right.
As part of that, are you also vetting nonprofits? In other words, so that concern that the general public has, that donors have, volunteers, et cetera, about not knowing where their support is going and what it's actually doing in the community, is Glitzy now being that conduit that says, hey, I've checked this organization out. They have good management. They have good financials. And it's okay to donate. And this is what you're going to support. Is that part of the organization as well?
Yeah, absolutely. So ever since I initially, Volunteers of America took a chance on me and we entered into this partnership, which has been amazing. You know, I have had an influx of nonprofits that have wanted to engage with me. The reality is right now, I'm still trying to figure out what I have the bandwidth for. Alexandria Community Shelter takes up a lot of my time. Mm-hmm. So I don't want to give anybody any smaller of a percentage than they deserve. And also some nonprofits, again, if their mission is not as cut and dry and easily digestible as like Volunteers for America, for example, because of the fact I have to be so deliberate that it's my first year and, you know, I'm really trying to do the right thing, to your point, 100%, I will not engage with people that I can't easily discern what your motives are. Mm-hmm. So I lucked out with Volunteers of America too. I mean, I was fortunate for that because you guys have such a great mission that spans a lot of folks. So I mean, it would take me a long time to even just work through you guys. So right, I'm kind right. of, I mean, because I've looked at your guys' mission and I've looked at what you guys do, it's kind of almost like a lot of other folks. I'm like, but do you know what you want to do? I don't know. I mean, so anyway, right. You spoiled me a little bit in that regard.
Thank you for that. We appreciate that. So for nonprofits out there who'd like to partner with Be Glitzy, mm-hmm. be clear about what your mission is and be focused on your mission and helping the folks that you say you're going to help, et cetera.
Correct. And one of the main things, let's say that you want to engage with Glitzy. Let's say, you know, so how that looks is we basically have a conversation. Ideally, we meet in person. If it's a nonprofit that's out of state, I'm happy to meet with you guys by phone. My phone number is on our website at beglitzy.com. So you guys can look us up there. And basically, once we talk, if you're able to, James's point, kind of have an articulate way that you express your mission from there, every single person that engages with Glitzy, we create a needs statement. So what that means is we sit down and we have a requirements gathering session where we basically talk about your best case scenario. So I kind of joke with Christine, who's the director at the Alexandria Community Shelter. A lot of nonprofits, because they have no overhead and they're fighting the good fight, they have these great goals, they have this beautiful, you know, vision of how they're going to help other folks. A lot of the times they become so jaded and so, you know, broken down by the fact that they are pigeonholed by the funding. I mean, it's the mm-hmm. stupidest. For me, that's why I started Glitzy too, is these people who have these beautiful visions for how they're going to help other people, they're held back by money, which I think is so wrong. And for me, I mean, my background is in marketing. It makes it very easy for me to get money from other folks. So I just, that's also a reason why I thought that mm-hmm. Glitzy would be such a perfect fit. But if once you engage, I sit down and I say, what's your pie in the sky goal? For Alexandria Community Shelter, for example, Christine was like, well, you know, we get a really small stipend for transportation. It would be great if we got like another $50 a month. I'm like, mm-hmm. Christine, I'm going to be honest with you. This is not what I'm here for. I want you to get up there. Do you want a fleet of shuttles? Is that what you want? Because that's what we need to put on here. Would shuttles make your life easier? Because I don't need 50 extra bucks. Like, sure. And so then we work backwards, right? So we make best case scenario. Do you want a Pegasus to fly any new residents into the facility and then provide them with 50 bags of straw gold? Like, yes, that's what I want. Then we'll work backwards. We'll make it like something that's attainable. Maybe mm-hmm. it's not a Pegasus. Maybe it is a shuttle that says, you know, right. Volunteers of America Chesapeake on the side. Is that what you want? Because we'll work towards that. And then maybe it isn't a shuttle. And then maybe eventually, maybe we do end up at the $50. But what I do with all of my nonprofits that I engage with, I want to make sure that you are looking pie in the sky, because that's where I'm looking all mm-hmm. the time. Mm-hmm. And, you know, worst case scenario, we get where you already were.
Right. So you want big picture ideas.
I want big picture.
You
yep.
want best case scenario.
Yes, absolutely.
Right. So tell us, how do you get there? So once you have this pie in the sky vision and you've dwindled down to what's realistic, it's not Pegasus, it's not, you know, something that's huge and unattainable. You've gotten a realistic goal. What's the next step? Then what's the plan?
See, so what happens is, if you go on the Glitzy website, we have the need statement, for example, for the Alexandria Community Shelter, which is being updated because after Christine and I's like sixth come to Jesus, she's now up in the sky. So she has all these good goals. So we're updating this. We're going to put it out. But so how we work on it is, I think that because a lot of folks have been knocked down by funding, they don't realize that there are people who genuinely want to help you get to the pie in the sky. Mm-hmm. And for me, you know, I'm a very glass full person, and I know that that is, you know, potentially a blessing and a curse. Mm-hmm. But for, I'll give you the four examples. So we recently had my very first Glitzy event, and this is a great example of best case scenario. So I thought, wouldn't it be great if we had the kids at Alexandria Community Shelter go for a day at a play place? Like, that's what I thought, this would be great. Maybe I can get one to sponsor it. So I literally Googled play places close to my house, in, or close to the shelter rather. And, you know, I called Scramble, the indoor play area that's new to Alexandria, at goscramble.com.
Can we just back up a second?
Yeah, yeah.
A play place. Mm-hmm. Because as I tried to talk to people about this, they didn't quite get their heads around it. And they were saying, like, you mean a daycare? And I'm like, no, not. So explain that to us.
Sure. So it's a thing, especially in like cities, it's become more popular. It's kind of like an indoor playground where, you know, not like Chuck E. Cheese, because it's a lot larger, it's really clean, and especially for Scramble, it's actually a European concept that mm-hmm. has been brought to the United States by Lawrence, who is fantastic, and basically it focuses on physical learning and also cerebral learning. So for example, as soon as you walk in, they have a book nook. They have a book rack of like all these different books that they try to encourage kids to learn. Like they have this one area where there's a bunch of balls and they're all planets. So, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. kids can kind of go there. I mean, there's slides. It's basically like an indoor playground that's safe and clean mm-hmm. and temperature controlled. So if it's hot outside or if it's raining, you can always go to these types of places.
Right. And parents can take their children there for a fee.
For a fee. Yeah, I think it's like $5 or something. It's not a high fee, but yeah.
Right, but the Alexander Community Shelter is a family shelter.
Correct.
And these children would not, had it not been for Be Glitzy, would not have had that opportunity, because parents don't have the means to pay those fees on a regular basis.
Correct.
So was that part of your mission, your end game there?
Yeah, so I think... So Glitzy events are one of the other things. So like marketing and fundraising support, but also Be Glitzy events. I've attended a lot of events in my life that are for charitable acts. And I think that one of the things that always struck me is that the people who are the recipients of the charity, I feel, are kind of made to stand out. And they're like, here, everyone, here's the families that you're giving to, you know, here's, please, you know, gaze into their, you know, their eyes as you pat yourself on the back for everything that you're doing today. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
And so for me, I kind of always felt like that is horrible. I don't really want to be part of that. Like, I feel bad for these families anyway, and they're just trying to have a good time. So with this event, to your point, I know it's frivolous to be able to go take your kid to, you know, an indoor play area when you're not able to pay bills and when you're staying at an emergency shelter like Alexandria Community Shelter. So that was one of my things. I really wanted to incorporate children, and I wanted to incorporate something that is not necessarily a necessity. It's something that is a nice to have. Mm-hmm. And when I planned the event, I thought, I want to have every person inside of Scramble look the same. I don't want you to be able to differentiate between the kids that are there for, you know, the Glitzy event and the kids that are there just because they're playing and there's nowhere else, you know, their parents brought them there.
Mm-hmm.
So I called Lawrence. He said, yeah, that's great. Do you guys want food? Like, you know, he immediately took it there within 5 seconds. He said, do you guys want food? I'll give pizza. He gave veggie trays, drinks, fruit trays, you know, and then I was like, oh, okay, it was on. Then I thought, how can I make this even more extra? So I called Linda over at the Purple Goose. She owns the Purple Goose. I said, hey, lady.
What's the Purple Goose?
The Purple Goose is an upscale boutique in Delray mm-hmm. that I have been shopping at since I was pregnant with my child. So, mm-hmm. you know, 6-ish years ago. And Linda is fantastic. It's a small, privately owned place. And I literally picked up the phone and called her and I said, here's what we're doing. Can you help in any way? And she said, oh yeah, just give me a list of the ages and names of the kids and I'll give them all personalized goodie bags. And I said, okay, well, yeah, that's good. So then I called the Dairy Godmother, which is a small, privately owned ice cream place that's in Delray. Again, I was trying to hit up the places that are close by to right. the community shelter. And then sure enough, same thing. He said, oh, how about I give you, you know, four $20 gift cards to raffle off to benefit the shelter. And I was like, yeah, that's awesome. So from there, I thought, how can we really, you know, I was thinking about myself when I was a child and thinking what things do I remember the most? And I always remember going in a limo for the first time. I don't know why I think that, but, you know, I was just like, yes, a limo. Mm-hmm. So then I thought, a stretch limo, a stretch Hummer. A white stretch Hummer. I was just taking it there in my head. So then, you know, I was like, I'm going to pull the trigger. So I rented a stretch white Hummer that came to take the kids from the shelter. So it picked them up in front of the Alexandria Community Shelter, right, and drove them over to Scramble with their families. So Christine from the shelter and all of the families and kids that stay there went over to the Scramble. And it was amazing. I mean, I had a photographer that I hired to be there and who also donated his time, Peter. He's amazing. And yeah, the kids, I didn't open the goodie bags before I got there. Linda killed it, to my point about how you don't know. Pie in the sky is kind of where people want to be. She gave them swim goggles, tiaras, like little jewelry, necklaces, spiral notebooks, and everything was age appropriate. Harmonicas, right, like metal, kazoos, you know, all this beautiful stuff. And I've shopped there. It's not inexpensive because right, she gets quality, you know. And so it was amazing. I mean, she gave, I think there were 14 bags total.
Right. Be Glitzy took this idea from our program director, Ms. Christine Miller, mm-hmm, at the Alexandria Community Shelter, which is operated by Volunteers of America Chesapeake. Mm-hmm. This idea of working with the children and making the space better, providing transportation, et cetera, and then begin working on getting other folks involved. And what's beautiful about this event at Scramble and bringing all of those partners together is the fact that that has increased the awareness about the homeless issue in Alexandria, which not a lot of people think of as a place where there would be a lot of homeless. Can you talk to us about what the homeless situation looks like across Northern Virginia and why that space is important for Be Glitzy to be a part of?
Sure. Well, for me, on a personal level, I grew up in Arlington, in South Arlington. Mm-hmm. So, you know, this is a place that's near and dear to my heart. And roughly in 2018, there's about 22,000 homeless people in the D.C. metro area, so to include D.C. and Northern Virginia. And to me, that's inexcusable. We have multi-million dollar companies that are headquartered in this area. And actually, there are several that are walking distance from the Alexandria mm-hmm. Community Shelter. To me, it's inexcusable that, you know, we're not doing our best to help, you know, each other in our community. So that is 100%. It's an epidemic. And a lot of these folks, you know, the main misconception that I think people think of is that every homeless person is on drugs. These people don't want to have jobs. These people, you know, don't know how to help themselves. The reality is, as I've hung out with many families from the Alexandria Community Shelter in particular, a lot of these people are working. But their take-home pay is, you know, $600 a month. And I don't know about you, but I can't sustain myself and my child off that. I can't pay bills off that. Right. So, you know, so they're doing what they can. Some of these people have been in situations where they don't get to have a high school diploma. I talked to one of the girls that is at the community shelter right now, and she was almost in tears telling me about how proud she was that she got her GED 2 years ago. She's my age. I'm in my mid-30s. And it was one of the best accomplishments of her life. And to me, even talking with her, and she said, you know, how her dreams for her son. And, you know, I really want to instill, if you take nothing else away from this podcast, I want you to understand that these are people who are doing exactly what you're doing. They want to have the absolute best for their kids. They are trying as hard as they can. They have not necessarily been given the same tools in the toolbox as we have, but they are good people that just need a little bit more help.
I think that's an important fact. I mean, because you take an area like Northern Virginia, where there are three of the top 10 wealthiest counties in the country there. Mm-hmm. So people don't think of poverty as being an issue, but there are folks who are underemployed, who are working everyday jobs and can't make ends meet.
Correct.
Thank you for saying that. We really appreciate that. And you talked a lot about Be Glitzy and taking pictures. And how do folks get in touch with you? What's your contact information? Is there a Facebook page? All of those things.
Thanks, James. Yes. So you might catch Glitzy out. Like, we were just at the, you know, so one of my board of directors is part of the Air Force band. So we were just out at their event. So you can catch us out at local events, and where you can see the calendar of where we're going to be, we have a Facebook page at facebook.com/ @BeGlitzy. And then we have an Instagram account that is @BeGlitzyOfficial. We also have a website, BeGlitzy.com, and our email address is info@BeGlitzy. And if you PM or DM us on Instagram, Facebook, you email us, you will get myself like 99% of the time, or, you know, you might get one of my board of directors, but it's us. I mean, we really, and if you feel like you want to be medium for change in our community, please reach out. We have, you know, even if you don't have money to give and you have time to give, we will accept all currency of kindness. So 100%.
That's beautiful. All currency of kindness. I'm going to use that. You didn't trademark that yet, did you?
I didn't. Yes.
All right. So what's next? What's next for BeGlitzy?
So we have a couple of great events that are coming up next. Number one, the huge thing, which I wasn't sure that I was going to bring out, but since you asked what's next, We are very blessed to the point where, you know, I told you, get up there in the pie in the sky goals. Scramble, Lawrence and his partner, Angela, and Scramble have been very, very generous in donating a whole renovation project for the Alexandria Community Shelter's children's area. Okay. They believe in reading and helping to further the education of these kids. So they are going to be putting in new carpeting, fixing the walls, floor-to-ceiling bookshelves, and books from floor-to-ceiling throughout that whole place. They're going to install a mural.
Awesome.
Yeah. And so the Scramble people are going to be coming in and doing that renovation themselves. And they're getting all new furniture. There's going to be tables, chairs, everything in the Alexandria Community Shelter, which is incredible. So thanks a lot to Lawrence and Angela for putting that together. Also, if you want to go to Scramble in the coming weeks, they're going to be doing fundraisers they're getting all the furniture and the bookshelves, but they're going to be doing fundraisers to get the books to put on the shelves and the games. Okay. So that's number one. Number two, also in the coming months, I'm putting together an event and we are going to be asking members of the community to come, and we are getting paint donated, spackle donated, rollers, and we will be redoing all of the walls in the whole entire Alexandria Community Shelter. So
awesome.
Grab your paintbrushes. If you want to come help, message me. I will get you in there. But yeah, it's going to be, again, sort of a beautiful story of how the community can come together to really make a difference.
Great, great. And so give us that contact information again so that folks can come out and volunteer. But also, if folks would like to donate, can they do that online? Can they do that through PayPal if they'd like to donate? Other cash currency, I guess.
Right. If you want to donate, I will make it happen. Okay. You want to ball up a piece of paper, you know, a couple bucks, and bring it to a rock and rubber band it and throw it at me, I will accept all currency. But, you know, yeah. So again, info@BeGlitzy.com is the email address. BeGlitzy.com is the website. Facebook.com/BeGlitzy. And @BeGlitzyOfficial is Instagram. And we're still grassroots. We're still growing. If you think that there's something that you could also bring to the table, once you look at my stuff and you're like, ew, girl, you need help with this. Help me, help me, help me, help everybody else. You know, I'm trying to do what I can. So yeah, I think if you want to donate either time or currency, by all means, you know, I'm accepting it all. Venmo, PayPal, you know, rock with rubber band, all of it. So.
All right. Is there anything else you would like to say?
No, well, I just wanted to say thanks you so much for having me today. And really, thanks for everything that you guys are doing. I mean, if I didn't have Volunteers of America, who had a clear, cut and dry, beautiful picture of what you guys want to give back and the facilities that you guys help, like Alexandria Community Shelter, I wouldn't be able to sit here and say that I've had so much success. So you guys are directly tied to how much success I've had. So I really appreciate that. And that's the number one thing that I wanted to say.
We certainly appreciate you. Thank you very much. You have been listening to Emily Anderson of BeGlitzy, and I am your host, James Wynn. This has been Vision and Voices, a podcast where ordinary people are doing extraordinary work in your community. Thank you.
Connect with us. We are Dragon Digital Radio.